is our hope and intention that this recording will become a living memory and permanent record of history in the making during our lifetime, and an inspiration to future generations.
Yeah, the Thank You Rob podcast is back. This is episode 161, brought to you by Amber Ace Cleveland. Yeah. The last time you heard me with Johnny question mark on episode 160. This was a year ago. But believe you me, the Thank You Rob podcast is back.
He's back.
And this week, I've got Dave, a.k.a. Capacity.
Hello.
And his wife, Sasha.
Howdy ho.
We call her Sashy.
I was expecting a hello. Do you want to redo it?
That's kind of her trademark.
Don't do it.
She takes it from South Park. I told her that she's been biting.
I just keep thinking, like, I know Johnny's not going to be here, but is he dead? Because you guys are talking about him like he's passed away.
God rest his soul. Johnny question
You're gonna
mark.
You're going to have to cut this off.
No, I think he might appreciate that, the fact that you thought he was dead. And knowing that he's, maybe he is.
Maybe he is.
Next week he might come back and he may be resurrected. Maybe he's Johnny Zombie Mark.
I miss you, Johnny. I was hoping to say hi.
Now, the reason why the two of yous is on here is because you both have a podcast, too.
Yes. Oh, yes.
We have a podcast.
We try.
Frog Legs and Toidle Soup.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But now, Capacity, if people are aware, we have history.
We do.
Go back, man.
Way back. Probably 2004.
Pac-Man like Pac-Man. 2004, probably.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. In the rap scene, the Twin Cities hip-hop scene.
Yep.
And you're still doing it, by the way. We will get into that.
We will
dip our toes into that. Today is May 4th, of course.
May the 4th be with you
for the people with the lisp. Does it not make you feel like you have a lisp when you say that?
May the 4th be with you.
And also with you.
Everybody.
Are you guys Star Wars fans?
I am, and I'm super excited for tomorrow because that's Cinco de Mayo. Like, what week do you get two awesome holidays?
I don't know.
None.
Well, if your birthday is the same week as Christmas.
Yeah. Is your birthday around Christmas?
Actually, it is 30. A week before.
Oh.
It's 1 week before.
But does it suck or is it cool? You get more presents?
I'm pretty used to it.
Yeah.
I mean, after over 40 years of it, you get used to it. You don't have a choice.
When I was a kid, I was like, this would be the dopest. You know, to have Christmas and your birthday and...
You just have to be cool presents. With getting your birthday present wrapped in Christmas paper.
So our kids might as well have, our two middle children might as well have their birthdays on Christmas because they are one day apart.
Okay.
So like one of them always gets chipped every year in presents or has to wait a month to throw their birthday party.
Yep.
So.
And it may very well be that I've been getting the raw end of the deal with my birthday present, and I just don't realize it, you know, because they're like, oh, here's a let's give them a shitty present.
Yeah,
like these are my parents, by the way. Let's give them a shitty present, and then on Christmas we'll give him a good one. He'll forget about the shitty one.
Yeah, right?
And maybe that is, I just don't remember.
If your birthday was after Christmas though, it would be awesome because everything's on sale.
True.
You'd be like rolling in the presents.
Yeah, good. Ooh, so are your kids' birthdays around that time?
March.
Yeah, they're in March.
Okay.
That's like clearance
now,
time.
This makes me want to sing a song.
No.
Please do. Please.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle. Come on.
Okay. I didn't know if you were like doing some
other version of the song. No, I was just going to sing.
I would join in. I didn't know.
I don't know. This
I thought you were
going
to go into something.
This is Christmas time all
of a sudden. The Christmas lights are still up on our back porch. We're
actually,
those people.
I better
Dave?
Get those off.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
We had company yesterday. Hey. I was so embarrassed.
You know what you tell them? Hopefully it's past like the 6 month mark after Christmas, and you're like, you might as well just keep them up at that point, right?
For real. I might keep them up all year and pop them on in July.
So in the last episode, Johnny question mark and myself, we talked about, we were just kind of catching up. So in that last episode, we had been 5 years since our last episode.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So we were kind of procrastinators.
Well, okay. There's some shit went down in that time. We had a pandemic, of course.
Oh, yeah.
And I quit doing this podcast. We did, actually, John, Amber Ace Cleveland, and myself did this other show called This Podcast is Doomed.
Oh. I kind of remember that.
Yeah. And it was a short-lived one. And then that ended because John rest his soul. John, rest his soul. He was going to college and married kids.
Did he have some kids? Yeah. Well, then, yeah, God rest his soul.
It's messed up everything. I mean, let's just, it's all you had to say.
So he couldn't keep up with it. So he ended that podcast. And then Amber East Cleveland, registered trademark.
Yes.
Went and did our own podcast, The Halfway Cooks.
That was fun.
You were a guest on that, too. And that was a great premise. I loved doing that podcast.
That was a good
fun.
One.
It involved food. I loved to eat.
And it had a little video.
And it had a video aspect to it. Yeah, yep. That was fun. And those episodes are still out there.
Yeah.
They're still there. But
I ate coleslaw for the first time. Really,
yes, I remember. Episode.
That's right. Yes. So if you go to halfwaycookstv.com, it'll bring you right to our YouTube little preview videos and stuff. And you can check out the episode with capacity.
It's good.
But the pandemic really just hosed that up.
Took everything down.
Just, man, what a shitty time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But actually, so during the pandemic, so we had to end, we stopped doing that podcast and just basically killed all of my creativity and just deflated me.
Yeah,
I was
but
a
you
balloon.
Got a dope basement out of it.
This is true. Thank
so
you.
You.
Thank you.
Took your creativity to a different level.
I suppose I did.
Like
yes.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Yep.
Scary.
Now, at some point during the pandemic, I forget, so we checked in. We were checking in
we
with
did.
Each other.
We did.
There was a check-in.
Yep. Which, and we realized we're 8 minutes living apart
right.
and haven't hung out at all. I should be over here watching movies
and
stuff.
So this is literally the first time. We have lived in this house for 5 years. How long have you guys been in your place?
Almost two.
Almost two.
Okay. Okay. So we... 2 years isn't too bad.
No.
I mean, you guys are still, it looks like apparently you just moved into the place.
Yep.
Yeah, I used to like that.
Those are not my words. I'm just quoting Sasha.
No, those are my words. You know, and it's a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's nice. We got a nice house. It's modern.
I'm going to clutter that
Now, is your house, is the house like, this is it. You guys are planting your family in this house. It's a long-term house.
Well,
are you guys going to flip? You're flipping it.
I think wish we could flip
it. We're going to live there. And then when Dave retires, because it'll be long before me, we're going to buy an RV and
just
travel.
Calling you old.
And then that house is going to be our safety net, because you always have that one or two kids that never leave.
Sure.
So it'll be paid off.
Right.
So at least anything we make in 20 years will be profit. That's how I'm looking
at it.
So
you're looking. So, okay.
I like that idea. We'll probably be there forever.
So what I'm saying is, in terms of you're going to be in this house for a while.
Yep.
This 2 years we haven't been together, not
it's
a big
nothing.
Deal.
That's
nothing. That's
what I'm saying. We got
compared to
20,
lifetime,
30 more.
We, got,
dude,
yeah,
we could become best friends. You like to barbecue and stuff?
I do. I love to barbecue.
Yep. Yep. So.
Yeah, we have every grill.
Oh, man.
Every grill? Do you smoke?
We got
a smoker.
The smoker.
Smoke
we have a flat top. Yep. We have a gas grill. We have a charcoal grill. And we're going to
Now, you're sounding kind of weird.
No, we're
going to
have
come
a wood-fired pizza grill soon. No, if you love barbecue, you appreciate this,
Can I just say this now?
Absolutely.
And I would like Blackstone or charcoal grills to just listen to this part and sponsor our podcast in the future. But no, we got this thing, and she wanted to get this flat top, like Benihana type of grill.
Yeah.
And I was like, we got the smoker, we got the electric grill,
Hibachi
the Weber.
Grill.
Yeah, we don't need that. This thing is the best damn grill. It's smash burgers, breakfast.
Yes.
I mean, rice and, you know, the Benihana feel. You know, I mean, damn, dude. But smash burgers, I've got real into.
Should
you kept saying yes, and I was just like getting deeper.
Should we do like a
that up now?
Let's do a parody of Halfway Cooks podcast, and it's like Cooks Halfway or something like that.
Because I don't really know how to cook. I mean, I really can cook like three things. Sasha's the main cook.
I used to be an amazing cook till I had children, and now I have to remove 90% of everything that I love. But
I bet you've nailed like the mac and cheese. Your mac and cheese game is pretty strong.
Good. The craft is good.
Craft.
I mean, her
maybe
craft.
Chicken nuggets. What's your chicken nugget game like right now?
Oh, frozen.
Strong.
Hey, when I make Kraft macaroni and cheese, I add heavy cream instead of
she
milk and tons
does
of
make
cheese.
The macaroni and cheese way better than from the box. Like the box is there, but
sure.
She adds.
But
other
you
stuff.
Go. You go off the directions then. No?
There's no directions.
There's no directions.
There's
ever.
Also no milk in it either.
No milk?
No, I put heavy cream in it, or half and half.
Interesting.
No wonder I can't
what
make
a
it
twist.
As good.
How's your stomach feel sometimes after you eat that?
You're giving secret tricks.
Yeah, are you sure? Do you want us to edit that out
Can
before
edit that?
This goes live?
Edit that part.
Well, I want to get into this, okay? So when John and I had our five-year show, we revisited some celebrity deaths that had happened in that 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
So I wanted to now revisit, besides, well, we'll get into that, but the last year of celebrity deaths.
Oh, there's been a lot.
There has been a lot, yeah. Any off the top of your head? I have a list.
Mr. Judd, what is it? I always get the mother-daughter, Naomi Judd, which is very important. G? It's Mental Health Month.
So. Very recent, too.
So a few that were big to me, well, Shock G, Gift the Gab, and I'm going to mess up his name, Zumbi from Zion I.
I don't know that one.
You know Zion I, the rappers?
No.
Oh, man.
Nah.
You should listen, yeah. So they all died, like, real close to each other.
Okay.
And you know Gift the Gab from Black Delicious?
Yep.
Okay, yeah. So those were some ones that I was like, damn.
Sure.
You know.
What? When did MF Doom pass away?
Oh, MF Doom.
Was that in the last year?
December. 19? Well, actually, they announced it, I think, on Christmas of 2020. You're right.
21 or so, 2020. But he had passed away like months before that.
Yeah, I think he passed away maybe in October. Yeah.
I think it was 20.
Yep. It was.
We're going to have to remove him from the list then because it's not within the year. Sorry.
But yeah, there was a lot of underground and like hip-hop people that got...
Yeah.
What about outside of hip hop, Dave?
Oh, I've got a list. First of all, we have Johnny question mark. Rest his soul.
R.I.P.
Yeah, this I would like to dedicate this.
Somebody's gonna listen to this and they're gonna be like, "What? Like Johnny died? Really, nobody told me."
And they're talking
about
him so like casually.
I mean, like, we're just gonna get in our DeLorean after this and go find him.
88 mph, boy.
Yeah.
Bring him back.
There's number one on the list here as a Minnesotan.
Prince.
No offense to.
It's like a while ago, Dave.
No offense to Sasha.
I know who it is.
Sasha is not a Minnesotan. But although you. How long have you lived in Minnesota?
15 years?
Yeah, probably.
Are you going to say Louis Anderson?
I am going to say Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson, yes. That
Louis
was.
Louis Anderson.
That was a big.
Can think outside our bubble.
Well, yeah.
Boink.
Did you guys ever watch Baskets?
Yeah, I watched the. Maybe the first season. I don't know if I watched more than that.
Yeah, I think I got maybe two into it, and I just kind of lost track. But him playing Zach Galifianakis' mom.
Yes,
and she was infatuated with buying stuff from Costco in bulk. Great. Just genius.
Yeah,
just
he genius. Played a good...
A good woman.
Mom.
Good
yeah,
mom.
A good mom.
Yeah. And
Louis Anderson,
I was listening
mom.
To... I listened to the... Yeah. This is going to come full circle.
Oh, yeah.
We did see you guys during the pandemic.
We did.
Because we ran into you at Marc Maron.
Marc Maron. Oh, yes. He was so funny. Now I regret that we sold our David Spade tickets.
Yes. He was hilarious.
Marc
Maron. He got real deep at the end.
He did,
Like it came, it got super deep and then it was like, whoa.
Yeah. And then he came full circle. I love when comedians do that. That's a sign of a good comedian. They'll start a bit at the beginning of their set. Come full circle at the end, and he did that.
He did that. That was pretty cool. Yeah. Now the seats were not very comfortable.
No, they were not.
And I was like, "Holy shit! When is this going to be over? I got to get out of here."
Yeah.
So as much as I loved watching it, I did not like the seating.
You know what's funny is you say that I had just hurt my knee at work, and I was instructed to like keep it straight, and there was no chance in hell I could do that after that show during the show.
Oh yeah.
I was in pain, but I was enjoying it. Marc made it much better. Thank you,
Marc. He's funny. Have you seen his show? I think, what is it on?
Maron,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one. You
I forget what network it was on.
I forget, too.
It might
but that
be
was a good
FX
one.
Or something.
Could be.
Yeah. Great show.
And then he was also on Glow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that show canceled? Is it done? Like
you're canceled, Sasha.
Yeah, we don't
no.
ask questions like that.
I don't know.
You can't say cancel. Don't you know in this day and time, you don't say cancel?
No, I don't know.
Oh, woman,
I don't know what they're doing.
Me.
It was they left it pretty open-ended. Glow.
Yeah.
Great show.
I thought there was going to be more, but maybe I did hear that it got canceled.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them have kind of blown up and gone other ways, but so we got Louis Anderson.
Yes.
The point I was trying to make though was when celebrities die and Marc
Who
has
died?
Had them on his podcast WTF, he'll re-post the episode. So when Louis passed away, he re-aired that episode, and it was great. He was basically saying that role that he played as Zach's mom on Baskets was he was just impersonating his own mom.
Oh, funny!
You know, which was and he wasn't
ever
doing
does
it,
that to me.
Well, he wasn't doing it disrespectfully. He was adamant to say that it was in love.
Yeah,
with it, or not in love, but with love.
As long as I can remember, he's always been the Minnesota like Minnesota's comedian. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So let's go down my list here. Yeah, Scott Hansen. Yep.
All right.
Sydney Poitier.
Oh, yep. That's a big one.
Betty Davis. Now, I saw her on the list, and I know the name Betty Davis. But the only reason I know her name, because there's a song called Betty Davis Eyes.
Like the iconic 50s pinup girl?
I think so. Oh, yes.
I think
yes.
so.
Yes, that is her. That
I always go to Gina Davis, but I think Betty Davis.
They were related.
No, I think she was a pinup girl. Like the first, like,
that's
burlesque.
Her grandma.
Oh,
Jim Davis, Garfield creator, oh, yeah. also related.
Oh, so Jim Davis,
Jonathan
and Betty
Davis
are his brother and sister.
And Jonathan Davis of Korn is the son.
Korn is Gina Davis's son.
Yep.
Jonathan Davis.
Yep. You guys are so messing with me.
Yep.
I'm not gullible.
Yeah.
Dude, could you imagine being in that
family? I did
family?
Just see
oh
Korn.
My God.
I just saw Korn.
You're born a Davis. You're instantly a famous Davis.
I wish my last name was Davis. I could be David
Think
Davis.
Think where you'd be. You wouldn't be here right
David
now.
David Davis.
Nope. I'd be hanging out with
David Anus Davis. I just thought that was a good middle name.
Me and Gina Davis would be writing the next Howard the Duck. Was that her in Howard?
No.
No, that
was
not.
If that could have worked out good.
Thelma and Louise.
That was
Major League.
The Fly.
Yep.
Yes.
Major League. There is a Major League series coming out. TV series.
Canceled. I said it again.
I'd still have her doing Howard the Duck.
Doomed.
I don't even care. What was
right,
that?
I got more.
Okay.
I got more. And I wish John was here. God rest his soul still. Because Scott Hall, a.k.a. Razor Ramon.
Oh, the, yes. Yeah.
Ayo.
I read his story. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Wait, you read?
He struggled.
He
that guy
well,
struggled with drink.
And he killed
drank.
Somebody on accident, I believe. And he like had to deal with that.
I don't know that I knew that.
Yeah. Ah, man. Now I wish I knew the story. But if you read about it, he was a bouncer, I think, at a club.
Okay.
And something happened and he accidentally killed somebody.
Damn.
And that really messed him up.
That
like,
would
forever.
That would mess with someone. Yep. Absolutely.
That's so he what ended happened
up,
to you.
And that's where he ended up. Yeah, I killed a couple people, but you know, I feel better now.
You got a couple bodies
under
your name.
But no, I think
name.
That's because he was like, you know, wanted to outlet that. And I might be wrong, but I think he
definitely
you know,
wrong. Next name on the
Google
list,
it.
Please.
No.
Yes,
but, he became a wrestler. You know, he wanted
sure.
to channel that.
Yeah.
Anger.
Energy. Anger.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anger.
And then we got I don't want to pretend to be a big fan, but I respect the Foo Fighters. Taylor Hawkins, the drummer.
Yes.
Okay, here's
away.
Something interesting is I always wanted to like love the Foo Fighters, but the sound they came from was a little bit too commercial. But after he passed away, I read like how implanted he was in music, like outside of the Foo Fighters and who he was as a person, it did seem like a tragic loss.
See, I kinda was she was like reading up on it and stuff and crazy how many bands he had or he sang and like, so there was much more than just
Foo
this
Fighters.
Drummer or Foo Fighters, but I always had trouble with Foo Fighters because I was such a big Nirvana fan and
that's
I was like
what, it's hard it's...
but just real quick I read about Dave Grohl and the first Foo Fighters album he actually recorded every instrument and he wanted someone was like he had opportunity to play with like Tom Petty and like Pearl Jam and he was like no I want to do something else that's not you know, they expect me to be a drummer, but let me do this. So I was
didn't
like,
Taylor Hawkins play with Sheryl Crow or something like that?
Alanis Morissette.
That's
and
who
then
it was.
He
yeah,
was
yeah.
playing with, oh my gosh. Was he playing with, no. Was he playing with him at the time? I don't remember the story, but it's an interesting story how he got to be part of the Foo Fighters.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, it's, that was a big impact, I think, on music.
Dave Grohl is someone that I definitely know Dave Grohl more than the music, Foo Fighters.
Yep.
And first of all, to be able to come out of the shadow of Kurt Cobain and Nirvana as the drummer.
And become huge.
And become huge. Your own, becoming yourself like that is incredible. And I really, I think Foo Fighters will go on. We'll find a different drummer. It'll probably take time, I'd
imagine.
And
Dave Grohl, if you're listening, hit us up.
Oh
we'd love to have you on one of these podcasts.
Yeah.
No, but
if you call Dave first, I'll be at his house and we'll do it together.
We could do it together, and then maybe we could get you on a song or something.
I will
there.
Say this. There's a show called Hot Ones. Are you guys familiar with Hot Ones?
Yes,
where the guy,
Hot Ones.
Yeah, interviewing people and eating hot wings.
I always thought that was such a cool.
Yeah.
Love it.
He has an episode with Dave Grohl that was just maybe a couple months ago. Incredible. Dave Grohl is, you will watch that and instantly become a Dave Grohl fan.
Oh,
he's such a good
that's
guy.
That's what happened to me when I watched him. It's his mannerisms, his behaviors. Like, he just.
And did you see that movie they put out?
I want to see that.
I want to see it. It looks actually like it's a good movie.
It was
movie.
A small budget thing,
yeah.
And of course, it's not going to be like awesome, but they make it so.
Look
it
cool.
does. Yeah, it looks very
and
good. And
seem
I'm not
like
a big horror
good.
Fan.
No, And I think they seem like they're good actors.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. For musicians. Yeah.
In the 2 minute clips I've seen.
Right. I agree. I got two more on this. Oh, actually, I got three more on our list.
You got Bob Saget.
Oh, yeah, Bob Saget. He's not on my list. Oh,
yeah, do your homework.
Dude, I got him. I got him for
us. I do have Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Gilbert Godfrey!
Bit of honey. Okay. That's all I can think of.
He played the Aflac duck.
Yeah, you're right. He did Aflac.
I think he got fired. I read about the... Okay, yeah. Go on.
The next two are very odd. Now, you probably don't know their names. You recognize them. Estelle Harris and Liz Sheridan. They played George Costanza's mom and Jerry Seinfeld's mom.
Yes.
Both died within like a week at 93 years old.
Holy cow.
Do you suspect foul play?
Yes, I do. And actually, I think the same person that killed Betty White.
Oh, my God.
I think you forgot Betty White, too.
I did forget Betty
White.
Whoa. No.
Okay, that was horrible because I was excited. Remember for her?
You were
for
excited
her death?
When she died?
For her birthday,
dude,
remember?
I remember. You were like, dance around. She's dead.
No. Me and my friend loved the Golden Girls, and we were planning. Was it our 100th birthday? So we were going to have this party this day, and like we got T-shirts. And it was like a week before she passed away.
Oh, no.
She was probably one of the greatest.
Yeah,
how do you
absolutely.
Make it to like 99 years?
Her and Bob Saget. I mean, all these people on this list, they're all like
some
of the greatest.
Yeah. But Bob Saget and Betty White, they take the cake.
Well,
I'm joking.
Look at Shock G, one of the greatest.
One of the greatest.
Oh. I don't know if you're a fan of Blackalicious, but like Gift of Gab, one of the best rappers.
Yeah.
They're just taking all the best. Betty White, Bob Saget, throw them out.
Unfortunately, there's nobody really to fill their shoes with these last couple generations. But that's a different topic.
They have to create, these new folks need to create their own paths and their own legendary film, TV
legends.
Shows.
There's some legends out
there's
there.
There's legends in the works. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I don't mean to speak ill of the dead.
No, that was a totally wrong.
But I will talk shit about Johnny ? I will... I'm just kidding,
he's
John.
He's deep in it right now.
Yeah. He.
I kind of feel bad
that
you were...
That's why he's late. He's not here. He's dead. I've never met the guy, but that's my motto.
I feel bad that you were dancing around when Betty White died.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
That's just... I shouldn't even have said that out loud.
So speaking of deaths, let's segue into... Yes, today is Star Wars Day. But to the hip-hop heads in the world, around the world...
Oh,
no,
yes.
Today is MCA day.
Yep.
Yeah.
MCA.
And I'm not talking about MCA testing. Shout out to my educational folk.
No, we just did that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I'm talking about
put
the
Beastie Boys on that.
Think how much fun that would be.
Dude, do these tests.
Yeah.
You got to fight for your right. You know, just like.
A little Schoolhouse Rock.
Get those kids moving.
Yeah. Dude. Yeah. So it's been 10 years since
MCA. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Adam Young.
Man. Probably one of the greatest.
RIP. Absolutely.
You seen their video, their movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, like how they talk about him?
Yeah.
Like he like was
Are you talking about the Beastie Boys story movie or whatever they did for Apple TV?
Yeah, where they like...
On Lifetime? No, I'm joking. There's no Lifetime movie.
They wouldn't move on without him. You know, it was like he was the driven force behind them and that's just... It was just cool.
So there's a Beastie Boys book. I should have brought it down.
Yep.
But it is... It's so good. It's like it's this thick. Listeners, can you see that?
Yep.
It's that thick.
So I actually got that book.
Yeah, I was like, didn't I buy that for you? Where'd it go?
It's in the studio.
You were going to read it.
Yeah. I don't read, but I'm like, you know what? That sounds bad, but I really am not a reader.
I'm not either.
Little clips of little things, you know? But like, I was like, I got to read this. Then I handed it to my 9-year-old. I was like, can you read me this first page? I was like testing her out to see if she wanted to read the book to me.
Did she?
She read the first page, but then I was like,
you got to pay her for all the rest.
I will tell you this.
And you're broke.
I will tell you this. If you don't like to read, get the audiobook. There's an audiobook version read by Mike D and Ad Rock.
Okay.
And it's so good. So good. And get this. They have celebrity guests come in and like Will Ferrell read something.
Oh, funny.
Samuel Jackson?
No, not Sam Jackson.
Jack Black?
Maybe
that
actually
reminds me
maybe.
Of that Beastie Boys video.
The video
where they all were in.
It was a twist on Fight for Your Right.
Yes,
Fight for Your Right. It was Right to Fight
Seth
or something.
Rogan. It had
Frodo,
Jack
the guy
Black.
Who plays Frodo.
Yeah.
Sure
yeah, playing themselves.
Ethan Harris.
Yeah, Jack Black.
Jack Black, Ethan Harris.
Martha
Ed O'Neill.
Stewart.
Ed O'Neill was
Ed
in
O'Neill.
It.
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart.
Martha Stewart. Yep, she played.
Betty White.
Yeah.
Betty White.
She was my
What the
D.
hell? Let's throw her in there too. Yeah. She was there.
She was pretty boring in it. I expected more.
Oh god.
To be honest.
So what's your favorite Beastie Boys albums? Do you guys have favorites? Yes.
That's really a hard question.
It is a hard question.
I ask each other this.
What's your favorite?
No, we talk about music a lot. No.
You want me to go first? I'll go first.
Go.
I love them all in different ways, you know?
Yep.
But I would have to say Paul's Boutique is my favorite.
Okay.
Hands down.
Okay.
And it's because it was, well, I think because their first album was so dope, you know? And it was like, whoa, what is this? The second album, like when I was a kid, I don't think it grew on me as much. I was like, this is different.
It's very different.
Weird. Like it's just all over the place.
Yeah.
But as I've grown, it's just, it's always been just kind of my favorite.
I never see you pull that one out. And now
I've always said Paul's Boutique.
No, but like,
geez,
like,
you even know
CD?
Your husband?
Like, I don't see you
I have
pull it,
in it
out of one of your 100 CD. Oh.
Me and Corbin just listened to it the other day.
Did you? I'm sure you know this, but the listeners may not.
Yes.
So here's a little something that the other podcast won't tell you.
Uh-oh.
Right after these messages. Just kidding. Just kidding.
I was like, oh, shit.
What's he going
to commercial?
Say?
I was like, I'd have to kill you. Now we know what happened to
No, you know how
Johnny.
Sampling in hip-hop was like Paul's Boutique created that legal battle.
Oh,
because
yeah.
they weren't just sampling like unknown songs. Oh. It was like you got a Beatles sample and a Zeppelin sample
all
in one
the same
song.
And actually, man, so there's this mixtape, these three DJs. I just remember DJ Food is one of their names, but if you go on Google, that's a good name. If you go on Google and you look up the three DJs that recreated Paul's Boutique, they take all the original samples and recreate the album, but like it's different because they're taking the original samples.
Sure.
It's like one of the most cool, like amazing things I've listened to.
You've given me, someone's bored. Boring.
This is her thing. She likes to, right in the middle of a rap story. Okay.
A good one too, Sasha.
Oh my gosh. We could probably.
But anyways, you got to look up that.
I don't know.
Everybody
my
that's
favorite.
Listening, look
that's
that up.
Not it.
It's like one of the dopest things I've heard in years.
By DJ Food and two other guests.
Yes, it's three DJs. DJ Food.
And one MC.
And then.
Kind of like one.
Yeah. And they like take the vocals, but they put them over. But they have like.
Okay.
Like everything. You'll be like, oh, that's that sample of Bob Marley that these guys, you can do it, you know, or whatever. But yeah.
And how about Sasha?
I have no idea.
You don't
now
know?
I'm totally lost. I know it's not Paul's Boutique.
Is it newer?
Do you know
check
the names
your head.
Of them?
No, it's not Check Your Head. I do know the name. I can describe the CD case.
Ill Communication.
No, white CD case. Is it a blue card? Blue something on the cover.
So
you're,
five boroughs?
So that's or, what she's like. Sounds like she's saying, but I know that's not the one.
Do you know what I'm saying though?
No,
that's
well,
not the one.
Five boroughs would be like a newer one. I don't think.
Yeah.
No. Very,
are you talking about Hello Nasty? Because that's like
yes.
The,
yeah, yeah.
That's
I think
one of the best ones.
Yeah, I can. Okay, so
with Intergalactic.
I like that CD.
Yes, that's. Oh, they're in sardine cans.
Yes.
You're saying a blue
but,
car.
Like yeah, but the back. Yes, this is how I remember things. Like my brain
by
is not as big as Dave. I'm
by
a visual
describing
person.
Describing a little piece of a different album cover, but
yes,
but
we
you
got
put
there.
It together.
Hey, we got there.
Yep,
you got
yep,
there.
We got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But Five Boroughs is actually a decent album.
It
too.
Is absolutely,
yeah.
And that's the beauty of the Beastie Boys. Really, is like all of their albums are very different. You know,
yep.
I would say Ill Communication and Check Your Head are a little bit similar.
Yeah,
similar.
That's like they came out in the same. Like 1 year after another or something.
Yeah,
you know?
Closer in time frame, but yeah, I mean, still different.
Yeah.
Check
More
Your
instruments.
Head. Check Your Head's my favorite one.
Okay.
And
I
think
that's a good one.
It's probably just because I never really got into Ill Communication, or I'm sorry.
Paul's Boutique?
No, the first album.
I do
one.
This
oh,
to people.
Ill.
License to Ill.
License to Ill.
Yes.
Not Ill. Not License to Ill Communication.
You know, you're a DJ, you could make that a mixtape.
Ooh, you could. A mashup.
If any DJs do that, you got to give us money. So.
Oh, my God.
Royalties.
Really, Dave?
Royalties.
And
Sorry.
You contributed in which way?
I gave the idea.
But, you know, I was impressionable age at that point when Check Your Head came out. And So What You Want, that video was so different and
did you,
just incredible.
Yeah. Oh. Did you ever hear the remix with Cypress Hill?
Absolutely. Dude.
The first time I ever saw them was on Arsenio Hall.
Yeah.
And they're
and they
Beastie
came
Boy,
out.
And here they come out. And I was like, what the?
Yeah.
But that's a whole nother story.
That's a story for a different time.
Yes. And actually,
clean too, vocally, for their time, if you think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And well, they went back and like apologized for their lyrics later on in life.
Yeah.
Which
and MCA had a big hand in that. He found yeah. he really brought Buddhism to, like, I wouldn't say mainstream, but mainstream hip hop for sure. Yeah. He made it popular and cool, you know? Yeah,
he did. He did a lot of cool stuff.
And he did the hold on, I wrote it down. Hold on, listeners, just hold tight. The Tibetan Freedom Concert.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I remember that.
And did you know that he, I didn't even realize this. I don't know where I was in life that didn't even think to go to this show. They did one in Wisconsin, in East Troy, Wisconsin.
Whoa, what?
In 1999.
Really? Wow. 1999.
Listen to this lineup. It's going to blow your fucking mind.
This. Let's hear it.
Run DMC.
Ooh.
The Cult.
Oh.
Oh, I like that.
Beastie Boys.
Whoever oh, they played?
Yeah.
They're okay.
Blondie.
Oh.
Tracy Chapman. The Roots.
Nice.
I feel like I'm just like, honestly, this list is like, is he making
diverse,
this up?
Yeah. Though. Like, it's like across the board.
Live. The band Live. Right.
But yeah, back then they would.
They
been.
Were big, yeah. Eddie Vedder. Oh. Handsome Boy Modeling School. Ooh. Are you familiar?
Yep. Yep.
Prince Paul
yep.
and the other
got
guy.
There, and Dan the Automator.
Dan the Automator, yes. Yeah. And Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, nice.
Oh my
wow. What a Man. Show that would have been.
Did you ever get to see the Beastie Boys?
Yeah, I saw them. It must have been just before the Hello Nasty album came out.
Okay.
So whatever that tour was. It was an In the Round. They had,
oh, that's the one I saw, too. Was it their
no,
farewell
actually, I'm sorry.
Tour?
I'm sorry. It was a Quadrophonic stereo tour. It was.
Oh.
It wasn't the Round one.
Okay.
That was the Hello Nasty tour. So it was the one before that. And awesome.
Yes.
Awesome.
That Hello Nasty tour was, it was like, I want to say it was like their farewell tour or something. Or maybe I'm just making that up.
It might have been the last time they came
like
here.
They were like on their like final tour
sure.
for a while.
Like Kiss farewell tour.
Yeah,
like,
that comes,
this,
they
is,
come back.
This is it.
Except
for now.
That's happened a couple times.
Right.
But yeah. What was great about that is they played all the instruments.
Yeah.
Like it just went through.
Yeah.
Like their whole catalog.
Dude, you have to, if anyone listening is a Beastie Boys fan, you will absolutely not be let down for paying $20, because it's probably going to cost $20 for the audiobook version of the Beastie Boys book.
Okay.
Believe me.
I should have got that
listen,
instead
listen,
of the book.
Would you listen to it? That's
listen
the question.
Listen to yeah. this. No. I will pay you back out of my pocket
if you
do
don't
not
like
it. It's so good. But you got to be a Beastie Boys. Don't come to me and be like, you owe me $20.
Yeah.
Do you like the Beastie Boys?
Nah,
they're okay.
Nah, yep. No, they're great. I would recommend watching that show on Apple.
Yep.
And
that's basically them reading or talking about stories from the book, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah which yeah. is good. Start there if you have access to it.
Dave's more of a made-for-TV movie type guy.
Made
I might listen
TV.
To it.
Do you want a made-for-TV movie about you guys?
Movies are too long.
Hey.
If you can break it down to TV.
We can make a movie about us.
There's nothing interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, that's where you have to make up shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dave's rap career is pretty
pretty
cool.
And we would exaggerate it.
Exactly.
You know,
make
I would
up
be,
shit. So you'd
be
like super dope.
Like we'd
right?
be driving like a super nice car.
Big,
and I'd be like, yo, baby, where you at, huh?
Big, thick gold chain.
Or
always
you'd be
wearing
dead,
it.
And then yep. that's how I'd be rich.
I'd probably wear
living
rings.
Off your royalties.
Rings and a thick gold chain
I'd have
all the time.
CAP across my fingers. I'd probably get a neck tattoo too. Two.
Just for the hell of it.
Oh my God.
What would the neck tattoo say or be?
It would say Sasha.
Oh, yes, it would.
You knew.
Damn right.
Oh, you guys.
I had to say that.
You
she
guys.
Actually made me say that. She said, there's going to be a point where you're going to have a time to talk, and I want you to say you're getting my name tattooed on your neck. She threatened me with a
oh
knife outside.
God.
But
I did.
She said, you put that tattoo on your neck, or I'm going to slice you right in the same spot.
Said, shank your ass. Don't be
damn,
polite
cold.
About it.
She's cold. Damn, so
yeah.
she's cold.
So, yeah.
So, tell me about Frog Legs and Turtle Soup, the podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Speak well, on that, if you will.
For years, we've been wanting to do a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We've like been like, oh, we should get in there, you know. And I always thought it was maybe Sasha just wanted a little piece of the shine. But I was like, you know, we should try to do it, you know. But we never did. And actually, we have a friend named Randall. And he really was always like, you should do it, you know. And
is Randall a real person?
He is a real person. Kind of. I'd like to say peace to Randall because he actually became part of the show without like being part of the show.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
He's Dave's groupie.
No, dude, he's gonna listen to this. I already told him we were going on a podcast. See,
that was
they
a
got
compliment.
A fake beef. Anyway,
not,
so
it's not fake.
But he like really inspired me to like we should do this. And then when we got in the new house and we had an actual studio space, and I was like, we got two microphones, we got everything, two chairs. Now my son took one of the chairs. That might be part of the reason we don't have a season two. But we'll replace that chair soon enough. This is going to inspire us.
If fans of the show will know season two as the return of the second chair.
The return of the chair.
Oh. Have you ever heard season two? That was when the chair was returned.
Yep. Oh. You can hear the squeaking in the background.
You see? Yeah, that's the chair.
So we were like, and when we finally started doing it, I just thought Frog Legs and Turtle Soup was just such a random name and it caught on, you know. I was like, oh, that's,
I think we were just sitting in the living room and like messing around with the kids,
and it was like,
and you stood up and shouted Frog Legs and Turtle Soup.
Well, actually how it really happened, because I have a good memory, is I was rapping and I rapped it and I was like, that's a cool little line.
No, I didn't.
And I thought, I'm gonna take this and put it here.
No,
but it's really not, it's fun. And like and well, of course we learned, like we made the first episode, it's like really long and lots of rambling, not knowing what we're doing.
Sure.
And then
a first episode,
we sent it to Randall. I said, what do you think of this? He had some critiques. He actually said, I think you should,
Dave, we talk about this.
Well, he's
there
asking,
she goes
how
again
started.
There she goes again.
No,
so then we did it, and then we did it more than once.
Hold on, I got the,
no,
because Randall said,
what I'm seeing right here and hearing is exactly what you get from the show.
Randall said, you shouldn't release that first episode, but you should talk about it.
Okay.
So people wonder where this first. So in the first episodes, we talk about episode. Go back and listen to episode one.
Yeah.
There's really no episode one. I have it though, and then he said you should just release it like, you know, years down the line.
You know, hold that thought, because what you're saying kind of circles back to Beastie Boys. If you're familiar, they have an album called Hot Sauce Committee Part Two.
Yes. Where's Part One?
But there is no Part One. And so, if you listen to the book or read the book, they talk about. There is a Hot Sauce Committee Part One. It was on a hard drive, and I think they blame it on Mike D for leaving the hard drive, the files on a hard drive, on a car or something like that, and leaving it driving away, and they
Somebody's
never found
got
it.
That,
oh my gosh!
But it's like, is this a true story? I have no idea, because they're those type of people that would joke around about that.
Yep. You don't really know what's
right. So it's a similar thing. I like
but
that.
But I did hear.
But it did exist, though. Yours did exist.
Yes, and. Back to them though, I did hear that maybe they had some unreleased, or maybe that was just a dream I had. That was
they
like,
obviously
have, some
have unreleased music, probably a crap ton.
Hopefully, it comes out someday. But anyway, perhaps. Back to that. But yeah, we just started kind of doing it. We started realizing what, like,
that we kind of liked each other, and we could be in a room longer than 30 minutes without arguing.
A sign of love.
I've never been a drinker, and I started drinking
alcohol
during the pandemic and during the podcast. I started drinking wine. Okay. So at the beginning episodes, I'm drinking
wine.
It wasn't
wine. It was like
$7 wine.
Prison wine or something?
Like $2 Chuck and Barefoot wine.
That stuff is still in the wine area at the liquor store.
I'm telling you, apple wine, I was like, so, you know, we have a couple drinks, hang out a little bit, just kind of chat. I have a note on my phone. Sometimes I was trying to look up stuff online and like, you know, so there's, I got the computer there. I'm like showing you how I'm doing.
Beep, boop, beep,
you know,
beep.
This is how it looks.
Get to the point.
The point is we have 12 episodes, and it got better, and the last episode is probably the best. And
so I re-listened to the last episode, okay?
Okay.
And there was a couple notes I wanted to make. No, this isn't bad.
Now let's see
this
if we can remember.
I don't remember. What it sounds like. I don't remember the second episode.
So first of all, you guys had just gone on vacation.
Okay.
And you went to Vegas.
We went to Vegas.
I just went to Colorado. I literally, like, got home from Colorado and we took a plane the next morning. Yeah.
You're like, hey, let's go somewhere else.
No, I didn't take him to Colorado. No.
Oh, wow.
No.
She went with her other boyfriend.
Y'all are a couple of globetrotters.
I went with my best friend and her kid and my child.
But in the episode, Dave wanted to see the location where Tupac was shot.
Yes, I was very disappointed.
Oh my God, it was such a long walk.
Let me tell you something. My family and I, we went on a trip to California, but we flew into Vegas and rented a car. And I'm like, first things first, we got to drive by where Pac was shot.
Yes.
And you're right. There's nothing there to indicate.
It was so disappointing.
There was somebody taking a nap.
There was. Some,
Dave
some
walks right up behind this guy. I'm like, what do you think is under
it's well, Tupac. He's still there.
And it's
there.
Funny because Sasha did not want to take this walk. And we took like the long round. I mean, we didn't know
we found
what
out
we're
you
doing.
Could cut through a hotel.
We're like taking this long round, you know, sketchy looking area.
Yeah, because it's outside
there,
the strip.
And it's like, oh, there's nothing.
Yeah.
So that
that's
was
unfortunate. It'd be nice if there was like a plaque or something.
To, anything. You know what I mean?
Let's but he didn't exactly die right there, you know?
Yeah.
And technically he was like on the street, in the car.
She had a good point. Maybe they don't want all this traffic coming to that area.
Everybody's stopping. Probably not.
But as a hip hop head, I had to see the location too. So I don't blame Dave. Yep.
Was your family
Dave.
Super pissed off when you took him there too?
Yep.
I just had to ask.
Absolutely.
I was like, what?
I hope my wife hears this and she's like, oh my God. Yeah. She's going to relive the anger. Having to drive by that spot again.
At least you were in a car and you didn't have to walk.
Sure.
Yeah, but he's probably like going like 5 miles an hour. Did I miss it? We could
also, it was in Vegas. It was like 102 degrees or something when we were there. So we didn't even get out of the car. It was so hot. It was hot.
Oh man, can't go to Vegas in the summer.
And then here's another thing you guys mentioned on the episode. You guys were on a hunt for the best chicken wings.
Yes.
Do you remember
this? We go on lots of hunts.
Okay.
And we've gone through the phases of the best burgers, best chicken sandwiches, best chicken wings.
Yep. I still like Hooters chicken wings.
Hooters?
Yeah, I was just there a couple weeks ago. They're still really good.
Where is there a Hooters at the Mall
of America
still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm not as big into
happy hour.
The
they have
wings.
Happy hour. I love the chicken.
Sasha's
wings.
Real good.
Okay,
she knows
so
all about the
so
wings.
I'm going to ask you guys this: are you familiar with D Spot?
Yes, I have to tell
there.
A story.
Oh,
please do.
Hilarious.
So we went to an escape room for his brother's birthday, and you got his mom Debbie, you know, the minister's wife.
I know Debbie. I don't
his know sister, Debbie. His family. They're amazing people. They're a little bit more conservative than us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like my dad's a minister and, you know, so they're
for
just
real?
More, you know.
They loved me at first. No, I'm joking. But so we take them.
And we got the friend of the family who's real
Tim
straight-laced,
from Iowa,
too.
From Iowa.
Yes, they're not going to listen to this, so we could tell. So they're all really straight-laced.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're like, should we go to the D-Spot? We're right here. We've always heard about the D-Spot. Yeah. I've heard about it in all sorts of rap songs from, I think, Lunatics stuff. Like,
actually,
did
Marinus did.
Yes.
Marinus
so he's
it.
The one.
Yeah.
And I even recognized the picture, because is that a picture on the inside of a PLC cover of them in a...
He has like a promo pic, Marinus. Okay. This is after Lunatics, but at D-Spot. Yeah. Actually, I think he shot a music video there
I think
or something.
So,
because
he was talking... We did something one time and he was talking about. But like, so I knew about it, but I was like, let's try this place out. And we get there...
Well, let's put it this way. If we go to eat for my birthday and his mom takes me out to eat and I order an alcoholic beverage, Dave is paying for that alcoholic beverage. That's a better way to describe your
but
family.
But tell how,
she
how
won't
we
even
get
pay
there.
For it.
So
we get there.
We get there and we sit down and they seat us. But the best part is the song in the kitchen blaring is Rage Against the Machine. Fuck you, I won't do what they tell me. And we're just like, motherfucker.
So then they get there and Tim is this straight-laced church guy from Iowa and he's like, oh, I've been here before. He's all excited about it, so I'm
I
like
don't
cool
think he's as straight laced as we
so
think.
My brother orders one of the ridiculously
the
hot,
hottest
because he's
been
like
there.
I'm gonna get the hottest.
Yeah,
the guy comes out and he's saying something. He's like,
don't touch your face,
and,
don't
touch
your eyes.
He's saying, don't touch your pee pee.
And your brother's like, whatever.
And he says this, and he's like,
he
and
did
then,
say, don't touch your pee pee.
Don't tell me to not touch my pee pee.
Don't touch your pee pee. And and they're all looking at him funny. And then he's like, this is the funniest part. He says, and if there's a stuff that I can give you to help you if it gets too hot, it's cum. And he walks away.
No, he didn't say cum the first time. He just comes back probably after watching your brother's reaction, because he said there's this liquid we can give you. And then he put it in front of your brother and he said, here's your shot of cum.
That's what it was. And we're all like, and I'm like, and then what did Tim say? Tim's like this super straight laced dude. And he's like, would you like some cum or something?
It was just weird.
And I was like, what the hell is going on? We've hit the Twilight Zone.
It was
the bomb.
Yeah,
that's probably
good.
The spot. That would be my number one spot.
Yeah, I tell you, D-Spot is... So I used to live in that area and work out there, too. So that location, is an upgrade. They used to have it. It was such a tiny spot.
It's probably better back then.
No, it's still great. The recipes of everything didn't change, but the spot was so small it would just get smoked out inside there from the kitchen. It was crazy.
Yeah.
But then they bought this new spot in Oakdale that expanded, and the line, if you get there at the wrong time, is it's people, the word's out. You know, people know about D Spot. That's in Oakdale.
Good. We have to go back.
They're not paying me to say this.
I didn't really
I would like to go back.
Well, here's the thing.
We
have
went
so
during
many
the chicken wing shortage, so it wasn't their fault. I think the quality, like the flavor was there, but the wings themselves were.
Yeah, normally they're pretty, they're big and meaty wings. Big and meaty.
I do want to go back and try the peanut butter and jelly ones.
Okay.
Yes. Have you had those?
I have not had those ones, yeah. But I've done, I have done like the they have like the tiers, like the most hottest one. I did it with some coworkers, and everyone ate one, and you basically take a bite, and then you're just like,
die.
And it just kills your taste buds, really. Man. So
I watched my brother go, and he was trying to stay so cool.
Oh, yeah. He was like, I don't need anything to drink.
And it was just like, you could just slowly see him fading away. R.I.P.
Yeah.
he hanging out with Johnny.
And his pee-pee.
Pass that night.
He immediately went and touched his pee-pee.
His pee-pee was burning. He was gone for a little while after he
it's
ate.
It's probably funnier to us because we know your family, but yeah, way out of their element.
Yeah,
like, yeah, people listening will be like, what the fuck, these guys?
I'll be like, you guys come over for a barbecue sometime.
Who
meet Debbie and the gang.
Who cares about the pee-pee chicken?
Go to D Spot in Oakdale, Minnesota, if you're in the area.
It is amazing flavors.
Good.
We tried a lot of different flavors, and there was
The flavors were there. That's why we have to go back. Because it was during the wing shortage.
Yeah.
They were closing early some nights because they were like running out of product.
Oh wow.
But I definitely don't want no cum.
No cum. So, hold the cum.
Unless they want me to help fill up cups in the back, I ain't talking about it.
That's how we're gonna fund our next vacation. Got an idea.
$2.50 per cup.
Now, the next thing I heard on episode 12 of the Frog Legs and Toidle Soup podcast, you mentioned best rap beefs. You know what I neglected to hear from the two of you?
Yes, we kind of were all over the place.
Afterwards.
You mentioned Ice Cube and NWA, of course. Yep.
Did I not mention Cypress and Ice Cube?
You did not.
Oh, you said that right afterwards.
I'm surprised I didn't. Because
and Ice Cube, how is he involved in like two of the best rap?
I know.
Or I guess more well-known.
Staged. No, I'm just joking.
Part of me wonders if that one was staged.
When the Cypress Hill came out, I saw them in concert and they did this song to him. And it was like, fuck Ice Cube. I mean, it was hardcore. I was like, this is so great.
Yeah.
And I've always loved Ice Cube too, but like it was just.
I could see it though. Like they're both in hip hop, but very, very different.
Did he diss them back?
He did. West Side Connection had a diss track against
them. Okay, I remember that. Now that you say that, yep.
But you know, he was working with Muggs. Ice Cube was.
Yep.
And I don't know really what happened.
I think it sounds like he took some of their style. If you listen to The Predator, was that the album?
Yep.
There's some songs that sound
very Cypress Hill-ish.
But I think, you know what it was? It was some lyrics. Okay. I've heard the story, but I don't remember exactly. But there was some lyrics he said that I feel like they said, and they thought maybe he took some lyrics from them.
Okay.
I could totally be wrong.
Damn, Cube.
Yeah.
Damn you.
Cube is biting, dude.
Shit,
but
you do
speaking
in your
20s. Of Cube, what do you think about this Mount Westmore?
That's got potential.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited because it's like Too Short hasn't been. I haven't listened to him in years, but I'm like, oh, you put him with these hard hitters.
Yeah.
Because I've always been a fan, you know?
I've never been a huge E-40 fan.
Okay.
But this will get me to listen to him.
You got to listen to some of his first albums. Yeah. Like
the real early stuff.
Yeah.
I've never been like a Bay Area rap guy, except for Spice One.
I believe they're selling tickets to their shows on Groupon.
You know what?
No, I'm for real. I'm for real.
Really?
I saw like discounted rate on Groupon in California.
Are they
like,
they're not coming here.
No,
though.
I haven't seen anything here.
Nobody comes here.
No,
nobody comes to Minnesota.
I swear. I'm not.
I think In a Major Way is the album you should listen to from E-40. And for some reason, I was having a mind blank. Yeah, it's In a Major Way. That album, it has Tupac on it.
He just looked at his Facebook, and he got all of that from clicking on his profile.
No, I knew it was, and it was one of those moments where I was like, wait, am I going to say the wrong title?
Right.
No. But yeah, that album, there's a song called Dusted and Disgusted with
Tupac.
Oh,
I know that song. Oh, yeah.
That whole
Dusted
album
and
is
this motherfucking disgusted. Yeah,
yep. Yeah, yeah. Tupac comes in, man. Oh,
yeah.
I just took my shirt off, started waving it around wherever I was at.
Yeah, Pac was, you know, he was really down with the Bay Area.
Yep.
He got in with those guys, and so there's, yeah, of course, you know, I want to say, very early Thank You Rob podcast guest capacity. Oh,
we talked about Spice.
Yeah, we did America's Most Wanted,
yep,
right?
Yep. Because we talked about Old Spice.
Or America's Nightmare. I'm sorry.
Spice One. But actually, that's what they call him now is Old Spice. Because he's getting up there. He's like 50. No, but for real, I have a dream list that if I had like lots of money and I was going to pay for features. But there's like people like Spice One on that list. It's like.
Okay. You know what's funny is on Instagram, I don't know how I came across this account. Somebody created an Instagram account because Spice One, someone was either imitating Spice One's manager and like booking him for guest vocals and like took the money and was like,
"That's a good idea."
Fuck
you.
You
know,
I'm just saying.
Spiggity Spice One.
You were saying that and that made me think of.
So just be careful, all right?
Yeah. No, I was thinking if I old people had like a account like Instagram, they could call it Instagramma. I've been holding on to that for a long time. That's in my notes from like 6 months ago.
But
no,
for real, there's nothing wrong with their tickets being on Groupon.
No,
you can get Rod Stewart. You can buy his
his
concert tickets on Groupon, and he's a legend. Just saying.
What's one Rod Stewart song?
Oh my God, Sasha loves Rod Stewart.
You're embarrassing me.
Don't embarrass
her. Do you not know any of your
Maggie
names?
May.
Well, are you gonna say really one of the ones everybody
that's
knows?
That's my favorite one.
What's a good B-side?
Like an old one? Oh my! I can't ever answer questions on the spot.
It's fine.
Well,
it's
you
fine.
Think about
but,
it for a second.
But I do have his tapes and records, do I not? And I know all the words. Yeah.
We just bought a couple of his CDs.
Maybe in my head I'm in denial, so I mentally can't
say
what's
funny.
It's
all right. Sasha's always loved Rod Stewart. And
yeah,
I never wanted
Dave.
To go. But
he's
one
amazing.
One year I got open-minded and I was like, Rod Stewart's coming to town. So I was
going
to text Sasha. I was at work and I went in to text Sasha, Rod Stewart's coming to town this date. Let's go. But instead I put Rod Stewart into the email. So I sent it to someone named
Rod
Stewart. And then later on in the day, no, I know it wasn't Rod Stewart. Later on the day, I get an email back that says, see you there, mate. And I still
no,
probably
he
have
seriously
it in my
thought
email.
It was
I'm
he was like
you.
Super excited.
No,
like,
I was like, did Rod Stewart
we're gonna
just
go?
Back,
he just replied
dude?
To me.
He has tickets on Groupon. They're like $20 a piece with Cheap Trick. We're going
with Cheap Trick.
Mm-hmm. They're playing the XL, I think.
Oh wow,
yeah,
that'd be a cool show.
Now I'm like,
I'm pulling up my Rod Stewart
album.
Email. That's my claim to fame. No, but back to that Spice One and the manager thing.
Yeah.
So, Rappin' Forte was doing that for a while. And he was selling autographed CDs, but he wasn't sending the CDs. And like all these people were complaining, you know, they send him $20 or whatever. And it makes me think like, gosh, what do you get to? You're like one of the top rappers at this time. And now you're like scamming your fans for $20.
Yeah, too
bucks.
Bad.
But I don't know if that was real.
Right.
All don't tell anybody I said that.
You know what
I
we should do?
It's the internet.
Because now you don't have to do that. You can go on Cameo. I'm going to upload you on Cameo since you know everybody.
Sure a lot of people are going
to
want
try to make a dollar here, a dollar there.
$5.
That's a really good idea.
$5 and I'll say some funny stuff.
99 cents.
So for people who aren't familiar with Cameo, I like the concept. You can be a celebrity. And it's kind of a way to make money on the side.
Yep.
Is you're doing video? You could like I could hire capacity for $50 to say, send this video to my mom and tell her happy birthday.
Yep. So I guess Prof is on there.
Prof is on. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And Redman's are the best. I've seen a few of his.
I love the there's a guy that my son showed me on TikTok that will he will fart he will fart and dedicate a fart to someone.
Oh, I'd
for
be
money.
Fucking
it's like
great
Cameo,
at that.
For real.
I'd
it's like
bank.
The fart version of Cameo. And he's like, this one's dedicated to capacity.
I need that website. Fans only. It's probably
this
on
dude
fans
is,
only.
This dude is making lots of money for farting.
Yeah, right?
Saying
yeah.
Names. Man.
It's pretty crazy. Thank
but
you,
yeah,
internet.
I'm going to do that. I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah.
That's like my musical ability
why don't you
right
edit
there.
This, why don't you edit this part out right now?
Play
I don't
the trumpet
hear nothing
with my
that.
Butt.
Let me just move over this way.
Well, it's, hey, Kay, before we wrap this up, I want to catch up with capacity with the music tip.
Yes.
On the music tip. On
yes,
the TLC
one more thing
tip.
About the
he's
podcast.
Retired.
Look for,
you retired? You're not
look
retired.
For, oh, never. Look for, what's the name of the podcast again?
Frog Legs
and Turtle
Soup.
Yes. Frog Legs and Turtle Soup on Spotify, on all those spots, yep. which is nice.
Amazon that you can Music, Apple Music.
Get podcasts up there so easily. Yeah. You can't get your music up there as easy.
True.
You
know, it's kinda, it's unfortunate.
But as a podcast, it's like,
because you don't sample your podcast. I mean,
but you could still
music's
throw,
hard for license.
If I wanted to, I could just make a podcast full of just my music.
Make it an entire album.
Capacity podcast. People listen to it. It's my album.
Yeah. That's how you're going to get rid of me. He's plotting his escape.
I've been looking for another host. But anyways, but that's, but I think, so check that out. It'll be good. We'll have our new
and it's on all the platforms, right?
Yep. We got a couple listeners. It's good.
Yeah.
10, 15. I mean, we're getting up there.
You know what? When it comes to people listening, it's like, I do this because it's fun. You know,
yeah,
I really don't care if you listen or not. I do appreciate it if you do.
Yes.
I do.
And it's nice to see a couple listeners. Yeah. But it is fun. And it's fun, like laughing, giggling. I like to listen to it and be like, oh, man.
It is a snapshot in time. I should have gone back and listened to the Spice One episode we did because that was really early on in the show.
That was one
too.
Of the first, probably in the first 10 episodes.
Yeah, it was very early.
We got Jaren out of the house.
That's
which
right.
Is a very rare occurrence.
So that was the second episode, wasn't it?
Oh,
it because I don't
been.
Think he was there for that one.
And the last time Jaren
was
out of the house
for the last thing we did, we were supposed to make chicken wing because that whole chicken wing.
Oh, yeah,
thing
right.
Was
yeah, you guys
idea.
Were both supposed to come. That's right. Because
I'm not like honestly a huge chicken wing fan, so I was like, oh damn, we're eating chicken.
Dave
wings
puts
and
on
Jaren's
gloves
not even
to
here.
Touch meat, like cooked or uncooked. It's a real thing.
I do not eat. Cooked meat with gloves on. Now you're making
no,
me
like you
sound
would
like
touch
a
it.
Goofball.
Raw meat.
He is a
raw
goofball.
Meat.
No,
raw meat is just something. But okay.
I hear you.
Music wise,
you got a project with Professor Fresh.
I do, and actually, we're still wrapping up the Black Sabbath project, which we talked about on the Cooks.
Right.
But it's coming together nicely, and I think it's good that it's waited this long because me and Professor Fresh have become, I think, good friends.
Mortal enemies.
They have really good stage chemistry. I have Dave can be a bit boring on stage, but like Fresh
Thank
just
you.
Like pulls something out of Dave, like this energy. Yeah.
Well, he's just so animated, and he's a funny guy.
He is a funny guy.
When
great performer.
I just was in Mankato last weekend. And,
you played at the barbecue, didn't you?
Yeah, well, I didn't play. No, but we went and worked on the Sabbath.
Okay.
And on
the Sabbath.
On the Sabbath. We worked on the Sabbath. Everyone is staying in and not working on the Sabbath.
Oh my
but
gosh.
We were. No, but we were just kind of listening to songs, tweaking some stuff.
They're going to have a sleepover next time.
I actually am pushing for a sleepover. Yeah. Sasha is
it's
like,
real.
No, you are not going to sleep
I'm
over.
I'm not staying with all
but
the
my
kids
thing was,
why would you not?
Well, you know how it goes. You drive
weird.
To Mankato.
That's
you
not
go,
weird. It's a drive.
You drive an hour and a half. You get there. And then say you have 5 hours to work on music and then you have to leave. I'm like, hey, I should come on a Friday. We should do this until Saturday night. Mm-hmm. We could have a whole album done.
I guess it's not weird. I go spend the night at my best friend's house once or twice a month
for
the whole weekend.
Yes.
But I bring kids. Would you bring kids? I do. I go every
other
weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure he would love that.
To Wisconsin.
Professor Fresh,
he's got a killer movie collection.
We'll just sit him in your room. It'll be
all right. I'm launching my karaoke career. So you've had your time to shine.
I'm not taking no kids with.
But
yeah, so I want to get out there more, you know what I mean, and work on that because now after the Sabbath, we're going to start working on the Janis stuff.
Oh, the Janis project is separate.
Yeah, so the Sabbath started as, I keep calling it the Sabbath, the Black
I
Sabbath
love calling
is
it
called,
the Sabbath. No, let's call it the Sabbath.
The Sabbath is called Masters of Reality.
Okay.
And it's
which is also a Black Sabbath album.
Yes, and it's turned into,
it's
now
original.
He's, so it started as like a capacity over Fresh Beats.
Mm-hmm.
But it's turned into, there's maybe like, I don't know how many songs, six, seven songs that he's on too.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's kind of turned in. So we were just talking about it, how it's going to look. And I think it's going to say Capacity and Professor Fresh. Oops. And introducing Janis because Janis is going to be more in depth. I think I would like to sit and write together.
Sure.
And
you're
going to
channel your Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga energy.
Yes,
like
yes.
That's what I'm seeing in my head.
And I think
right
he's
now.
Definitely Bradley Cooper and I'm more of the Lady Gaga in the group. But I want to like do, you know, like I threw out the idea like no 16s or like, you know, let's do the Beastie Boys style. Like we're both big fans of that.
Yeah,
that old
school. Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And let's just like try to pull something different. And we work good together. And it's a combination I never saw coming, which is crazy.
That's cool. Because, you know, I want you to know this, that the Siamese Papadopoulos album that you and Renz did
yep.
is so good.
It is.
So good.
It is.
Thanks for feeding his ego before bedtime, yes, by the way.
You. And let me just remind the listeners that if you can find, this album is not on streaming platforms, and I don't know why, but MC Rentz's album Atrophy.
Okay.
The song, Seeds in the Stems,
yep.
Which features, Capacity. Of course, MC Rentz, Capacity, Johnny question mark, rest his soul.
Oh my God.
And me.
I forgot you guys were on that
song. I don't think we ever performed that song.
No, I actually was just listening to you rapping on Professor Fresh's album.
I know we have to wrap it up, but do you still rap, Rob?
Do I still rap, Rob?
I just heard him rapping.
Do I still rap, Rob?
He says, what did you say? Oh, I was going
to rap. On Brown Plaid.
Yeah, you have some good raps on that.
Yeah, here's the thing. I wanted to re-record that. I went down there to Mankato.
Yep.
Fresh is a very good friend, if not one of my best friends. Absolutely.
Nice guy.
He is so good. He's so great.
I don't like a lot of Dave's friends.
He's got a lot of free promotion now. We got to just wrap it up.
Yeah, he does.
Okay? This is enough of that. Yeah, so don't even tell us the story.
So I went down and I recorded. This is the way I record. I'm never a one-take guy.
Yeah.
Never a one-take guy. So I went down and I recorded it. And in my mind, it was like, that was just kind of like the blueprint,
yeah,
you know, of what I was going to polish
and
up.
Then worked his magic and it was...
Well, but I still think I could have done better, but that's just me.
I thought
that's
it
just
sounded
me.
Solid.
And I listen and I'm like, it's good.
I was like, Rob hasn't probably rapped in a long time
before that.
And it sounds... solid. It's a good song, and you got some good lines too. I don't remember them now, but I was listening to it seriously just a few hours ago,
and
I was like,
and a lot of that is when I do write, it takes me so long to even write 8 bars,
yeah,
you know, so long. And of course, me and Fresh are writing together, and he's like, "What do you got?" And I'm like, "I got 2 bars."
Yeah,
he's already got 2 8s, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So anyways, yeah.
And that's why I'm excited to get together with him and have a little more time and really start banging out
You guys should make music, because Dave has another music friend that lives 2 minutes away, and they've worked together, I don't know, once the last 2 years.
We're just
building
up.
But he was all excited, like,
who's that?
Oh, he's my friend John. He's from, I've known him since second grade, and actually we moved in. But he makes, like, some of the best beats.
He's a hidden gem.
And at some point... we're going to have music together, but it's one of those things, like, he's real perfectionist.
Walk to his house in 2 minutes.
So when I make music, I like to sit down, I write it, I record it, and then I don't really look back much.
Sure.
And he's real, so a couple songs I've sent him, he's asked me to redo some parts, and I think you could do this part better, which I totally love, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be a new experience, but I think we need to work together instead of me recording in my studio and sending it, you know, where it's like you kind of get that feeling of... if I'm going to have to redo it like 3 times, like, let's just work on it together. But he's got some great beats.
I like
that. And she's yawning again. And that's a story for Randall. No,
well, I'm going to throw this out there on the podcast that if there is room for a feature on the Sabbath project, I've never done a track with just you.
Yeah.
But, of course, I've done many tracks with Fresh. But, hey, if there's room and you're like, you know what, Rob, would sound all right on this.
No, I'm actually thinking, I'm like, oh, no, we just went through that. Let's see what song.
Listen to me inviting myself onto this album.
You go down the Freshes. I'll probably just go down there and he'll be like, I got Rob on that shit.
Yeah, gas is expensive. Can he get a ride?
You know what? You know what, Dave? Dave, you say no. I'm going to call Fresh and just, I'll work my other angle.
I was like, why are you asking Dave?
You can do a...
Dave can't make his mind up for himself. He needs someone else to do it. No, I'm just kidding. Call
I will
Professor
only let
Fresh.
You on the album, though, if you make all the instruments with your mouth, too. So you have to recreate a Black Sabbath song with your mouth. Yep.
Okay. Actually, I just got... what's the album with War Paranoid?
Yes.
Paranoid. I just got that album on vinyl.
Oh,
I love that
album.
That
is great. Yeah. We actually... The last song we did for Sabbath is Paranoid. So have you heard some of it?
He played me some when I was down there.
Yeah,
like
it's come along a little bit with the mixing and stuff. But yeah, we kind of... I gave him like all the... songs I really liked, and he pretty much sampled all of them.
Nice. When I did a song with him, he was like, "Do you have any ideas of samples?" And I would suggest like the most obvious samples, because I'm not a producer, you know. I don't when I hear things in
hear
a song, I'm like, yeah. He would be like, I could tell you 10 other groups that have sampled that same thing you just said. Whatever, but
yeah. Great guy. I can't wait to see the future. Other than that, I'm working with Jaron, making some new early bird stuff slowly. And then
where do you go to find your music?
Bandcamp. You can go to capacity.bandcamp or earlybirdrap.com.
Earlybirdrap.
I got some other stuff kind of working on. I work.
Can't go to one without the other, though. I have to say, when I tell people about your music, the early bird vibe has like a way different sound than
your
capacity
stuff. Yeah, the
early birds
stuff. Is definitely boom bap 90s classic sounding hip hop.
Yeah.
Where I try to experiment a little bit more.
Party
on the
at
other
Charlie's.
Side.
That's still my favorite.
And then I also favorite. Got a trying to do a country inspired with my buddy.
Oh, Dave.
Whoa.
My buddy PJ Papa Squat from B&E. I'll give him a little shout out. He plays the acoustic guitar and does the drums and mm-hmm. the bass. And then I tried to do a country. It's more rap.
Dave loves country.
But like
country's
I think
great.
Of how a country singer
outlaw
was gonna
classic.
Like yeah. It's, well, he says it's outlaw country. I think it's an outlaw country.
There's Western.
Hip-hop.
Southern rock type.
No, no, there's no Southern rock.
It
no.
definitely has some pop feel to
ooh,
it.
Interesting.
Britney Spears, ooh. Christina Aguilera.
Backstreet Boys in
Backstreet
there.
Backstreet Boys. Backstreet Boys. All right.
I'm going to go to New Kids on the Block.
Actually, yep, I got Donnie Wahlberg on a track.
Marky Mark.
I'm hoping Spice One
bunch.
Will get on the same track.
Spiggity Spice
as
One.
Donnie, and then, you know.
Donnie
know.
Wahlberg and Spice
and
One.
If you
on want to
get on that track.
Oh my God!
You, me, Spice One, and Donnie Wahlberg.
And Donnie Wahlberg.
And Sasha, we'll let you on it too.
Okay.
Great.
Well, yeah.
Now, when people purchase music on Bandcamp, I like to remind them Friday is the
yes.
day to buy because at all of the proceeds, or
yeah, I don't know if it's every Friday.
A more,
is it
a
like
larger chunk?
A
I think is it once a month.
And I think it's all the proceeds.
Yeah, go to the artist.
I never
so when you
anything.
When you buy
don't know their shit. Just
when
Google
you
it.
Stream music, I people need to understand this. When you stream music, it's convenient, it's great, but the artist gets pennies.
Yes,
pennies
yes.
to the dollar.
And it causes
nothing.
Inflation in concert Band tickets because they have to make up
the money
otherwise.
Somewhere. Yeah.
If you go
yeah.
to Bandcamp and pay for the album, it goes straight to the artist.
Even on if it's not a Friday, you get more money than yep. you would streaming.
Yeah, you get a little bit taken out or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't really sell much, so sure. nobody's ever visiting my
I was
page.
Like, well, Dave charges $0 and 0 cents.
Well, that's
so
the other thing.
Free.
I start giving stuff away free, and then yeah. I'm like, wait, how do I go back to charging? Because now everything's free, but I'd
know
rather
your
have people
worth,
just
Dave,
listen.
I've been telling you this.
I just want people to hear it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hear it,
yeah.
enjoy it, bump it, listen.
And then you sell $50 t-shirts at your shows.
Yep, yep. And then
he doesn't.
Listen to the
kidding.
Podcast on the way home.
Yes, yeah. yep.
With my shirt on.
Yep.
No. Oh. Yep.
I should have brought you a shirt, actually.
I would have taken that.
Yeah.
You have shirts?
Next time.
I need a shirt.
Yeah, we got shirts. I was supposed to go on a tour when the pandemic
fit.
Came. So I have all these shirts.
Shit.
You know, you buy all those shirts. And
yeah.
you're like, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Damn.
Wait, you were going to go sitting. On a tour?
Well, remember, this is like years ago. We're talking about 2020 here.
Oh, my God. Like it
that was
like,
ages ago.
No. Dave will go on a tour someday.
All right. So we got
yes,
Frog Legs and Turtle Soup podcast available
waka,
on
waka, waka.
Apple Podcasts,
oh
Spotify, everywhere you listen to
everywhere.
Podcasts. Anywhere you listen to this podcast,
yes.
you can hear that podcast.
Anyway, we're gonna have to start, you know, doing commercials for each other.
Yeah.
We could do some crossovers.
Whoa.
Oh, dude. The Frog Legs and Thank You Rob
Pod Soup. All right, I'm going to wrap this up, though. Thank you guys for coming through and doing this. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
ThankYouRob.com is a place to listen to all the old episodes. You can listen to Capacity on,
I'm
I don't
on
even
a
know
couple.
How many.
I'm probably
yeah,
on two or three.
Yeah.
We did the autism one. We did the.
That's right.
God.
It came to your house.
Yes.
You got
Corbin
my kids
was so little.
Talking little
he's
on
a
it.
Great kid. We could talk about that when we shut. He's such an amazing kid.
Yeah. Now they're old. But we could talk about kids and stuff out
yeah.
there.
So, yeah. ThankYouRob.com. You know, listen to, link, like, love, listen, laugh.
Laugh a lot.
And
that's all, folks.
Don't be a butthole, eat a Pearson salted nut roll.
Yes.
Yes.
Boom, boom, boom.
You have no other choice, and you can sleep uncommanded and directly in demand. The future's in the palm of your hand. Don't be the voice, be the reason people do what they do because you can.
I'm waking up to sunrise, shoelace tightly tied. New days, new time, new age, new vibe. 30 something, and I can feel the improvement. And if I had one thing to pass on to the new kids, I'd encourage to steady practice, keep focused, and don't ever lose hopes, cause you never know when your loss of sleep will pay out. Counting sheep at the day job. I need another day off. For the weekend, we can get together, plug mics in, then we feel.